right now.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside of Jonna Spielboy's Head.
I don't know who invented Botox, but that person deserves a big old kiss on the mouth. I love Botox because it beats the alternative, which is having your face sliced off and sewn back onto your head a little tighter than before. Yet, despite my personal appreciation, I secretly wonder how we women began our love affair with wrinkle poison. Botox wasn't even born until like the 90s, and women weren't allowed to have it shoved into their faces until after the year 2000. When you look at it that way, our love affair with frozen expressions is barely old enough to vote. Can you just imagine what our pioneering predecessors would think if they were alive to see how my generation handles their beauty issues? Ladies, should we be embarrassed? I mean, a little? Think about what life was like for our great-great-great-great-grandmothers. Most of them came over on a boat, pumped out 8 or 9 kids, shot their own food, milked their own cows, worked from sunup till sundown tilling the field, and sunscreen? Unheard of. At the end of their typically abbreviated lives, they died all wrinkly and tired. Fast forward 6 generations and here we are, squeezing almonds for milk, paying top dollar for fancy organic foods, and unabashedly turning the clock back on our faces one syringe at a time. Would our foremothers approve of how we pamper ourselves? Not sure. But I suppose there's no point in frowning about anything when you can't physically move your face, even if you wanted to.
And that's another episode of 1 Minute Inside of Jonna Spielboy's Head.
Speaking of Botox, someone in here got Botox done live on the radio.
I know. I wasn't here that day.
Oh, you were?
I wasn't. No, she wasn't here when I got Botox.
With no ice pad.
That was
nice.
Oh, it hurt like hell, girl.
Diva, you did look good afterwards, though.
But I love it. I'll do it again.